Happy Moon Day, everybody. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast, Tuesday, July 20th. Lots of space talk today, and it appears Jeff Bezos just landed back on Earth. So yeah, your resident space junkie, John, was in a great mood today. We talked Steve the sports dad, a sports fan who did something rather nasty. We hit the phones today to hear your stories of dealing with dumb customers. And we also sorted out the best phrases that need to die, as suggested by our listeners on Facebook. Plus, tomorrow we got the Wheel of Wow Southern Rock Edition. We previewed that. Song Stories Today featured I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band, and I'm just going to stop talking about it. Here, just listen for yourself. It's the Daily Podcast.
How you two doing this morning?
Great. Good. I took Steven to the golf course yesterday when we put Jack down for a nap.
Uh-huh.
It was wonderful.
I have to tell you something. Every time you guys use that phrase, to put the kid down for a nap.
Yeah.
You know, that's the same phrase that you use when you're going to kill your dog. You're going to put him down.
Yeah, I say that all the time. Do you want me to put him down?
Every time you guys say put him down, I actually get pulled back a little bit.
Why are you taking him behind the woodshed?
Well, when Dublin goes, I'll come in and say, we offed Dublin yesterday. We offed him. So I took Steven. We had an hour and a half while Jack napped, and we went over to the golf course. It was great.
That's awesome.
Greens, putting green. Steven loved it. It was a great way to get out of the house.
He loves playing golf.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you have? Do you have like a little plastic golf club?
No, real clubs. My dad got them like little kids set.
Really?
Yeah. Awesome. So yesterday we just had this just the driver. The rest of the set was my parents, and I didn't. I was too lazy to drive over to get it. We're on a time crunch, guys. Put Jack down. Get in the car. We're going to the golf course. We had a great time, though.
I'm so jealous of that.
I'm now
that
Earl
set
Wood.
For your kid.
I am officially going to turn into Earl Woods, Tiger's dad. Steven will be at the damn golf course every day. No friends. Driving range, putting green, sand trap, get in
you
there.
You are such a sports dad. Who didn't see this coming?
He really is, right? And just think about that. You know, sometime in the future, a blonde's going to take out the rear window of his car.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
I didn't realize this. On Saturday, they had a douche together. At Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the Yankees were playing the Red Sox.
Oh.
So you want to talk about a giant douche together, right? That was it. That had more douches in the stand than you could ever imagine. And one in particular, some guy, all right, Alex Verdugo is an outfielder for the Red Sox.
Okay.
And you know, they're tossing the ball around, and they always, like, throw it to a kid in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to throw it to a kid in the stands, and instead of the kid getting it, some loser intercepts the ball.
Oh, I hate when this happens.
And throws it back at Verdugo, and his back is turned to the guy. And
he
throws it, you know, right at him. Right, the fan in question was quickly identified. Not only tossed from the stadium, soon after he was banned for life by the Yankees, and then banned for life by baseball.
Yikes.
He's not allowed in a stadium ever for the rest of his life.
How do they enforce that, though?
I have absolutely... That's the first thing I thought. It's like, you know, wear a different hat.
Yeah.
Show up with a Cardinals hat on and look, oh, it's not him.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9. MGK.
It's a special day for me on multiple levels, but today is Moon Day. And I have so many stories that go along with Moon
Day. Keep your pants on.
And that is one of them. All right. Because I performed my own docking procedure. As they were landing on the moon, I was performing my own docking procedure with a girlfriend back in 1969. And today's the day that Buzz Aldrin and, you know, and the Apollo astronauts landed on the moon. And I was thinking about it this morning, and it's just, you know, there are things that happen in history, and I don't think a lot of people, because like you guys will never feel that, of what it was like that day,
mm-hmm.
of, you know, of that actually happening and watching it on TV, and, you know, and you know, and I hate these bozos. Oh, no, they did it in a studio out in Arizona. You know, like, come on. Come on. I mean, you know, to this day, we're learning more and more surprising things about the moon. I mean, I've been collecting them up for a while. You want to hear them?
Sure. Hit us.
All right, here we go.
Enlighten us.
Wait, how many do you have?
I have 10.
Bill, turn your radio off.
All right, here are my top 10 things, surprising things that we've learned about the moon. And these are all new ones. Number 10, one in five people who think the COVID vaccine contains microchips also believe the moon is made out of cheese.
Is that right? Wow.
All right, right. Number 9, there's a huge supply of heavy metal in the moon's south pole, which means it's not unlike the backseat of your burned-out uncle's conversion van. Number 8, you can dunk a basketball up there all day long.
Oh, hell yeah. It'd be so fun.
All right. Number 7, like your deceased grandma, it constantly looks down on you from above. Minus the part where it makes you feel uncomfortable when you're masturbating.
Right. Oh, God.
Number 6, what? It doesn't have a dark side. It's just a misunderstood side. Number 5, the moon weighs 80 times less than the Earth, and it never misses a chance to planet shame Earth about it on Twitter. Number 4, it's barren, cold. Atmosphere is why lots of people call it the space North Dakota. Number 3, the Earth has one moon, but Uranus has 27. Not anything new there. I just wanted to say Uranus.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Number 2, the craters were caused by too much oily food when the moon was going through its teen years.
Right?
Wow. And number 1, it's covered with more dust than the treadmill in your spare room. At least I've got another Moon Day person here. Cindy will remember watching it.
It remembers it.
Right?
But just barely, because yep. I was in grade school.
Sorry. Oh, were you? Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, God, am I that much older than you?
Yes.
Damn. Let's see. You were in grade, but I was 19. Damn.
No, that can't.
Okay. Yeah, it was 1969.
Okay, yeah, I was 10.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Wow. Cindy.
Actually, 9 and a half, but counting?
Who's counting? Right. You're right. You are.
Exactly.
You know, every single day.
Right. Oh, God. Well, I'm not going to get into it. I think I told the Moon Day story on the air.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Off the air.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
In a best of.
Yeah, in a best of. Yeah, it's been everywhere. Right. If you don't know the story, give me a call. I'll come to the house. I'll explain it to you.
We'll set you up at Soul Joel's.
That's it. It's be a real short act, but I promise you it's really worth it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
You know, no matter what you do for a living, if you have to deal with the public in any way, shape, or form, you have a dumb customer story. All right? And we're going to want to hear about them. Call them here. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. It could be something as simple as when I was a kid, I went to Catholic school. I was a altar boy. The altar boys would work in the rectory, and the woman who answered the phone of the rectory, had to go to the bathroom or something like that. She says, John, if the phone rings, answer it for me. Because it was just a phone. It wasn't like an operator's mm-hmm. desk or multiple lines. It was one line at the mm-hmm. rectory. That was it. Phone rings. I pick up the phone. I say where they're calling, and the person on the phone asks, "Could you tell me what time the 9 o'clock mass is on Sunday?"
That's good.
And I'm like, "What?" Right? And I was like in the sixth or seventh grade, and I knew that was stupid, right? But I found this clip of this woman who used to work for Bell Services, luggage services, at a Disney hotel. And I found this clip of this woman, and I don't know if anybody can top this, but listen to this.
I worked for Disney World as a CP in Bell Services at one of the resorts. I once had a guest come up to me who had been checked in for hours, and they still hadn't received their luggage to the room, and they were using Disney's Magical Express service. We were trying to track down their luggage, and we couldn't find it anywhere in our system, so we finally asked the guest where they left their luggage. They told us that they left it on their front porch of their home. Because they thought the service was magical. As if there's a magical bus that goes around all over the world and just picks up people's luggage and sends it to Disney World. That's a 100% true story.
Unreal.
And I know that everyone out there, if you've ever dealt with the public, you have a story. So we want to know, What is your dumb customer story? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Maybe it happened in a department store or at a restaurant, or maybe you were working in someone's home and doing some construction. Whatever it might be, I know you've got a story.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Ready Set Philly. Go to ReadySetPhilly.com to plan your post-vax return to the city. It is John Lodge of the Moody Blues' birthday today. And there was a point in time where John actually had this lack of a better word, epiphany about something that was going on in his life. And it all centered around the Seventh Sojourn album. Here's John.
The Seventh Sojourn album was loosely based on Pilgrim's Progress and Canterbury Tales about people who are journeying down to Canterbury. And of an evening, they'd sit down and tell stories about what had happened to them. I started to say what had happened to me, really, in the last 10 years. And I suddenly realized at the end of it all that it doesn't really matter what I'd done or what had happened. I was just a singer in a rock and roll band, and what anyone had ever said or bestowed upon any of us, we were all just singers in rock and roll band, and I wanted to make that statement.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
ZZ Top and Tush, the John DeBella Show. Now, there's a band that could be on the Wheel of Southern Rock tomorrow.
Sure.
All right, the Wheel of Wow is the Southern Rock edition. We've set up on our Facebook page. You got a song that you believe, a Southern Rock song you believe should be on there. Well, just go to the Facebook page and put it on the list. Although some people have a hard time understanding what Southern Rock is.
Why?
Well, let's see. We've got
Boston.
Well, no. I got one even worse than that. Black Betty by what was it? Ram Jam.
Yeah, I mean,
they look like Southern rockers.
They're from New York.
They're from New York.
I'll give them the fact that they look Southern. They look like good old boys.
Although
on a guitar.
And I think what we may have to do is, in certain cases, like say someone like Skynyrd.
Yeah.
All right. Freebird's got to be on the wheel.
Okay.
But we should have another Skynyrd song on there.
Sure.
Like Curtis Lowe or something like that.
I was going to say, Call Me the Breeze, but
Call Me. Well, I'm
I know.
Always
that's
up for,
why. I know.
I'm always up for Call Me the Breeze. right. Fire on the Mountain by the Marshall Tucker Band. Wow, that's interesting. All right, Molly Hatchett's Dreams I'll Never See. There's a good one too. Melissa from the Allman Brothers. See, and you got to put up. You got to put up Whipping Post.
Did anyone mention that Deep South band Creedence Clearwater Revival?
No. Although someone did mention that that Western Southern rock band,
yeah,
the Grateful Dead.
Ah, right. Well,
yeah, yeah. No.
Yeah. Right? Those California bands, CCR and Grateful Dead.
Midnight Riders, as I said. Let's see what else we have here. Some really, really great suggestions. There's Hold On Loosely from 38th Special. Jackie Blue from the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Damn.
That sounds Southern.
Ooh, Jackie Blue.
I feel like I played that in last year.
Yeah.
Did you hear what MGK's playing weekend?
Yeah. So some great stuff. So tomorrow we will spin the wheel, and where it lands is where it lands. And last week we ended up spinning the wheel twice because it was so much fun.
Right.
So if you've got a Southern rock song that you want to see pop up on the wheel, get to MGK, get to the JDV Show Facebook page, and just put it right there, and we'll collect them all up, and well, spin the wheel tomorrow morning at 7:40. Right now, we'll see how your wheels are spinning. Wow, that was a segue, huh? That was a good one.
Come on. That. I'm going to let it go. It's Moon Day. You're in your prime.
We got to put that up on the smooth list.
Oh, my God.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
I guess this is where I should mention that Robbie Steinhardt died.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, sure. Yeah.
Robbie Steinhardt was the violin player in Kansas. He left the band in 2006, but from what I understand, he was working on a solo album, and I have no details on his death. But
a solo violin album?
Yeah, right. That's interesting. Obviously, he must play some other instruments. All right, you know.
I would hope.
What would think? All right, right.
Or he had a band.
All right, yeah. Personally, I believe that when any of the guys in Kansas die, they should be cremated, taken out to a cornfield on a windy day, and thrown up in the air.
Yeah, yeah, that would work.
Technically, that is how they should go. Right, we should play Dust in the Wind. I'm not going to get to it right now because we're going to do the phrases that need to die. A lot of death in this break right now. 73 degrees outside, hazy, hot, and humid today. Temperature getting to 91. Of course, at 8 o'clock, another opportunity not only to get a $25 giant gift card, but to get a week down the shore. Yep, you could be the person who wins a week at the MGK Beach House, courtesy of the folks at Window Nation and everyone here at MGK. We do this three times a day. I do it at 8 o'clock. What's that guy's name? Matt? Matt, I haven't seen him in weeks, so almost forgot about him. Matt will do it at noon. Andre will do it at 4. We'll give you a cue to call. You get that gift card, and maybe a week down the shore, the week of August 7th, could be yours at the beach. But we were talking about this the other day, and we decided to put it up on Facebook and see what you people had to say. And although we're naming a lot of people here, a lot of these were multiple suggestions right. by people. So these are phrases that people are just sick of. They're phrases that have to die. We'll start out with number 10 was Tim Holmes and My Bad. I got to tell you,
you've always hated this. I've
always hated it because it's like I was confused as to who screwed up.
It is the millennial acknowledgement of, yeah, I effed up.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's the millennial version of an apology.
Yeah, but no, that's not an apology.
Well, it's the closest you're going to get from me and Dave to ever saying sorry to you.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. My bad.
Next
I kicked
one.
You in the shin. My bad. You, Dave.
Shannon Smirkanich says, cool beans, which is one John uses.
My dad, my dad uses it too.
Cool beans. Right.
Yeah, we said that, I guess we must have been talking about something in the office, and I went home and was talking to my family about it, and my dad goes, I don't say cool beans. All of us looked at him, what are you talking about? You say it all the time. All right. Michael Owens, and this one really cropped up in 2020, in right. these troubled times.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I really, you know, when that pops up in a commercial, I want to change the channel. All right. Maria Luisa, with all due respect, which is just which means that you're about to hear something that's even worse.
Yep. Yeah. Right? It was from I think Ricky Bobby. With all due respect, that opinion ain't worth a velvet photo of a whale and a dolphin getting it on.
Wow. That's a quote.
He says to his boss. We say it to Bill.
Ed Lev says, "Yeah, no." Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Girls use that a lot.
Barb Blake. Right. Everything happens for a reason.
Right. Oh, I hate
of
this
Of course
one.
It does.
I hate this
right?
one.
You know, it's like, well, with the exception of maybe getting hit by a bus. No, not getting hit by a bus. You weren't looking.
Probably walked
right.
in front of
right.
the bus.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Joshua Johnson. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
I hate that. Yeah. Especially when someone says it after every sentence.
Yeah. Right. Like rappers.
You know what I mean?
Nami.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that's a bad one. William Hogan. Easy peasy.
This is an ancient one. This started out as easy peasy Japanesey,
right.
and then became easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Oh, God.
Right? And then broke down to just easy peasy.
Well, good thing right. for that.
Paul Schwartz, at the end of the day.
Right.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me.
Really, athletes use it way too much.
And this was, beyond a shadow of doubt, the number one comment that we got from people. We're taking the one from Judy Klein. It is what it is. Like, what the hell else do you expect it to be?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
I bumped into this piece of audio the other day. A woman who worked at Bell Services, you know, the people who handle luggage in a hotel, at one of the Disney locations, And, well, let me play it for you, so you can hear her story.
I worked for Disney World as a CP in Bell Services at one of the resorts. I once had a guest come up to me who had been checked in for hours, and they still hadn't received their luggage to the room, and they were using Disney's Magical Express service. We were trying to track down their luggage, and we couldn't find it anywhere in our system, so we finally asked the guest where they left their luggage. They told us that they left it on their front porch of their home because they thought the service was magical, as if there's a magical bus that goes around all over the world and just picks up people's luggage and sends it to Disney World. That's a 100% true story.
So, and if you've ever worked with the public at all, you know that, well, they can be dumb at times. Did you ever have a
no,
story?
No, I never really did any retail stuff that I had to deal with.
Yeah, same.
Really,
but it's
people.
Not necessarily just retail. I mean, you know, it could be in restaurants. It could be, you know, look, there's more than enough construction people. No matter what you do for a living, there's got to be somebody that you've encountered that was the dumb customer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We've got Conchetta on the line. Good morning, Conchetta. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am doing really good. Happy Moon Day to you.
Why, thank you. You as well. Maybe okay. We'll see a lot of moons out today.
So what is your dumb customer story?
I was a directory assistance operator at Verizon for many years, and it never failed. At least once or twice a day, someone would call and ask for the number for 911. True story.
If it was a four-year-old, I would understand it. We're working on that with my kid.
Have a great morning. Hiya, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. So what's your dumb customer story?
I was working part-time retail auto parts.
All right.
So, you know, with the economy being what it is, you can't blame people for trying to fix their own cars.
Okay.
So this guy comes in, and he's got a BMW. And he says, I need a battery. And, of course, we install a battery if you buy one.
Right.
So we look it up in the computer, and the computer has this big explanation. Do not disconnect the battery in this car, da-da-da, reprogramming the whole car, everything. So he says, that's a bunch of baloney. He says, I'll buy the battery. I'll put it in myself. Now, he's driving a BMW. So he buys the battery and leaves, goes out in the parking lot, puts the battery in the car, comes back in about 45 minutes later and says, I don't understand what happened. Now my car won't start. And we just flipped the computer around to him, and we said, look, right here it says, if you disconnect the battery, the car loses all its programming. It must be reprogrammed by the dealer. So now all the money that you thought you just saved by getting a battery at an auto parts store, you're spending on a tow to the dealer and for the dealer to reprogram your car.
I did something like this. I thought that I could, well, I know I can because I've done it multiple times, but I must have done something wrong with my old Grand Prix. I got a battery. I took the old one out, put the new one in, thinking I'm saving myself $100, whatever. And then I got to pay a $3,000 bill to get things rewired because my windows stopped opening.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. So what's your dumb customer story?
I work in a big box home improvement store.
Okay.
And I work in the lumber and building material department.
All right.
I have decades of experience in building materials.
Okay. All right.
I had a customer come in. They come up to me and they say, I need a quarter inch sheet of plywood. Well, trying to provide good customer service, I say, what is your project, sir? They tell me and I look at them and I say, no. You don't want quarter inch. You want half inch. They looked at me. Deadpan said, you must not know anything about lumber, because don't you know that four is more than two?
Oh, no.
Oh, my Lord.
I walked away thinking, you were absent the day they taught fractions, weren't you? Oh, man. I sold him the quarter inch, and I said, good luck. And I had one of my coworkers tell me, that guy came back cussing you. Why me? Why would you cuss me? I told you what you needed.
Have a great morning.
You too, John. Bye. Thanks, now. Guys.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at backstagecountry.com.